Good morning, Rav Simeon Chayodim, Kalman Dalad, Simon Beis. And I apologize for the complexity of this halacha, but it is a complicated din. So now, we left off in a scenario where the person broke off the shell and part of the kernel as well. So the Shabbos says in a case where, he gives an example with barley, where the klipa was removed and part of the actual body of the kernel was also removed, which is that's a common thing when you do the process of pearl, parallel groifen, which is translated in English as pearl barley. So the pearling process, so the Mishnah Berurah says that mezonos would be acceptable on such an item. So that's going to approximate the process of breaking it apart. By breaking it apart, the inner soft inner side of the kernel is open. It tends to mass together better. If the kernel is intact, so there's a hard, even though the husk is removed, the harder outer part of the kernel limits the massing together. But over here, since some of that has been removed, it tends to mass together, and therefore you can make a mezonos. If it actually masses together, so that's our whole, that's clearly our goal, so that if it massed, it massed. So I don't have to worry about what the bracha is. The bracha is mezonos. If it's nistabek b'mixus, so the Prima Gadim says in that case that dibek b'mixus is also enough to make it into a mezonos. Okay. Now, in a case where you removed the husk through ksisha, and but the garinim remain shleimim, which the chayyadim says the bracha is going to be hadama still, Mr. Murad does bring opinions who disagree with that. The Magen Avraham understands that's the opinion of the Rambam, that once the husk has been removed, even if it wasn't these dabik together, so the bracha is going to be mezonos. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, because of the suffix, that a person should only eat it during a meal. So besides what we said in Siman Aleph, that according to the recommendation, according to Tosis, in order to be concerned about Tosis' opinion of saying Al Hawa Dama, Ba Priya Wa Dama, Ba Tunamasa, so they're saying a bracha main sholosh on the kernels. So besides that issue, we have now a new reason to only eat it during the meal, in a scenario where the kernels have been removed. But they remain shleimim, and then you cook them, and they don't mass together. That's going to be a suffix with the brachas, according to Mishnah Berurah. The Chayyadim clearly says it's adama, but there are other opinions that say it's mezonos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests a person only in toicha suda. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim moves on to the halachic status of noodles and pasta. The reason why it's here together in the same simen is because all of these have the both the scenarios where you made your porridge and the scenarios where you made pasta, they both have in common that the bracha is mezonos and the bracha chorna is alamichya, and no matter how much you eat, the bracha remains alamichya and mezonos. It's not hamotzi and it's not benching. Because these are not bread considered bread-like. So they have in common this idea that they're not bread-like, and therefore the bracha rechrona is alamichya no matter how much you eat. But that being said, how you get there is a little bit different. Now, really, we need to discuss a different point, which is very relevant. So you have various breakfast cereals, which seem to meet on this spectrum over here, of that the kernels are intact or they're semi-intact. And you have scenarios where you actually press them together, and you have your rice cakes and wheat cakes of the sorts. We have granola. We have many things which seem to be various different variations of this halacha. We need to discuss what the appropriate bracha is for all of these. Message them in the upcoming shiur, and we will do so. Meanwhile, have a good day.